Let this mind be. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you.
The readings today came through inspiration from two references from Mary Baker Eddy. I'll read these first. Firstly, from Prose Works, Miscellaneous Writings, page 352, line 23. Through the divine energies alone, one must either get out of himself and into God so far that his consciousness is the reflection of the divine, or he must, through argument and human consciousness of both evil and good, overcome evil. And from Science and Health, page 369-19. He understood man, whose life is God, to be immortal, and knew that man has not two lives, one to be destroyed and the other to be made indestructible. Next, I'm sharing what I call authentic words of Jesus from the Gospel of Thomas. And so Jesus is teaching his disciples, which includes us, using these parables and sayings. We'll start with Logia 8. And Jesus said, man is like a wise fisherman who cast his net into the sea and drew it from the sea full of small fish. Among them, the wise fisherman found a large, good fish. He threw down all the small fish into the sea. He chose the large fish without trouble. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And Logia 13, Jesus said to his disciples, make a comparison to me and tell me whom I am like. Simon Peter said to him, thou art like a righteous angel. Matthew said to him, thou art like a wise man of understanding. Thomas said to him, Master, my mouth will nowise suffer that I say whom thou art like. Jesus said, I am not thy master, because thou hast drunk from the bubbling spring which I have measured out. And he took him, went outside, and spake to him three words. Now when Thomas came to his companions, they asked him, what did Jesus say unto thee? Thomas said to them, if I tell you one of the words which he said to me, You will take up stones and throw them at me, and a fire will come out of the stones and burn you up. Logia 43. His disciples said to him, Who art thou that thou should say these things to us? Jesus said to them, From what I say unto you, do you not understand who I am? But you have become as the Jews, for they love the tree and hate its fruit. And they love the fruit and hate the tree. Logia 90. Jesus said, Come unto me, for easy is my yoke, and my lordship is gentle, and ye shall find rest for yourselves. Logia 104. They said to him, Come, let us pray together and fast. Jesus said, What then is the sin that I have done, or wherein have I been vanquished? But when the bridegroom comes forth from the bridal chamber, then let them fast and pray. Logia 42. Jesus said, Become passers-by. I shall read from the King James Version of the Bible, Matthew. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? 1 Corinthians. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians, again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. 1 Peter. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one Spirit God, one intelligent source, in accordance with the scriptural command, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Others say, The law of Christ supersedes our laws. Let us follow Christ. Let us be faithful in pointing the way through Christ as we understand it. But let us also be careful always to judge righteous judgment and never to condemn rashly. And from Pulpit and Press, Let this be our Christian Endeavour Society, which Christ organises and blesses.
Surely the presence of God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place. God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place.
Let us now join together in silent prayer, and then we'll pray the Lord's Prayer as recorded for us in St. Matthew's Gospel. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.